This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yesterday is gone. Today is today. Who knows what tomorrow will bring? But as far as today is concerned, we continue with a forward-looking glance at Thursday, the 28th of March, last Thursday of the month of March. A week from today, it'll be April, and I'll be in, I suppose this is rubbing in a little bit. Although, this is work, going to Ireland, traveling there through their ancient past, looking around at the beginnings of their lush greenery as the small towns, sort of European, the small European towns just jump out at you. That's a neat place. Looking forward to telling you the story.
We feel so sorry for you.
Why? Don't do that. All right, so Jennifer Horn is here. Yes, I know that. Victoria Keelan, not. Now, she would have liked to have gone to Ireland, the Irish roots she has. She's on vacation this week. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. So Jennifer brings us around to a focus on this hour and what some of the big time we've decided you need to have this. If you have one ear on what's going on, another ear on something else, that's okay. At least you'll get the gist of Jennifer's info.
Well, you asked me, and so I thought this is probably of the highest interest, and that is the Powerball jackpot. That was up to $768 million. There was one ticket sold, one winning ticket sold in Wisconsin, and the lottery officials made that announcement on early Thursday morning after months of no winner. The jackpot is the third largest in United States history. The last winner was on December 26th of last year. So $768.4 million is an annuity payment paid out over 29 years, but most winners will choose the cash prize, which will be estimated at about $477 million. Not too bad. The odds of matching the five white balls on Powerball are 1 in 292.2 million, but somebody did it. The winning numbers for the Powerball, if you care to check your ticket, 16, 20, 37, 44, and 62. The Powerball number is 12. Powerball is played in all states but six, so everybody gets in on this. They don't play it in the Virgin Islands or Puerto Rico either. So if you bought a ticket in Wisconsin, check those numbers because it could be you.
So let's see here. When you go through the stats, this is a little town 20 minutes west of Milwaukee where the ticket was sold called New Berlin. And that's a very, I suppose, large, or it's a small town, big agricultural area. That's a lot of cash to do something with. Get a good lawyer, get a good investor. The retail store that sold the ticket gets $100,000 for their work. Well, how much work is
it? Not too bad.
One always wonders whether it's a quick pick or whether they are a series of numbers that people play.
Let's see. I've heard the odds are better if you pick your own numbers, which seems counterintuitive. Yeah.
So a couple of people, one of them in Kansas, one of them in Minnesota, won a couple of million each for matching all five of the white balls, but they don't match the power play. I guess that's how that works, right?
Yeah, you have to have the power ball. Yep.
Tickets in Arizona, California, Indiana, Missouri, New Jersey, and New York won $1 million. So how do you do that? You win, without the right Powerball, you win a couple mil.
Yeah, you can do combinations.
Okay. Oh, so it doesn't have to be in order as long as you have all the numbers.
Well, the numbers don't ever have to be in order because they come out on the ticket. They come out in numerical order, and out of the Powerball, they organize them into numerical order. The only one you have to have in the right place is the Powerball number.
Oh, see, I never knew that. All these years, I didn't know about that. let's see here. People in Wisconsin and Florida got $2 million after the numbers matched all five of the balls plus the power play. So how come they didn't get all? I don't understand that one either. So if you have,
I don't know what the power play is. What is that?
Who knows that? The power play
Isn't that when you have that power number at the end?
That's the Powerball.
Right. So doesn't that bring you to the power? Listen to us. Like we were a big lottery
expert. I don't know
experts.
If power play is a term that comes into play. I think you just made that up.
Well, maybe.
That's from Power Play is a thing.
Close, but no cigar, chump. All right, so there you go. $750 million. Nothing bad about that. So you can do that, or you can go to Geico and save $600 or whatever it is. I just love those ads. After you see on the evening news, okay, here's the number. And then, after that, you won, spend 15 seconds and save $15 or 15% or whatever it is at Geico. So, listen, there are all kinds of ways of me painting a pretty picture as far as this is concerned. It just is that you wake up today and feel like a princess. By the way, how's Meghan Markle doing in the pregnancy department? Anybody watching?
I think she's still pregnant.
Yeah? When is it? But isn't it supposed to be this week or before the end of the month that she has the baby? Yes, no?
I don't think they announced an official date, but I know it was spring, so sometime in March or April. So we'll be seeing that baby sometime soon, probably.
See the baby. I hope it looks like her and not him. Or do you think he's good-looking? Kara, is he good-looking?
Yeah, he's cute. Everyone thinks he's cute.
Really? I don't know that I think about those
things.
Well,
I mean, if we're going to judge both princes, sorry, Prince William, but most people think that Prince Harry is the cute one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
he's the one who's got the different dad, allegedly.
Yeah. Do we think Donald Trump is cute?
I'm sure he was in his youth.
What about Mueller? Is he cute?
I'm sure he was in his youth.
I'm just looking around at who it is that's sort of somebody we're talking about. R. Kelly, is he cute?
Oh, no.
No. Huh. Okay. MacGyver, is he cute?
The guy who plays MacGyver on the new show.
Yeah. Sure. You like the old guy, too?
It's not really my type, but...
Oh, okay.
Sure.
That's good to know. So, there it is. And over. Okay, one more name in the news here. Michelle Obama. Wrote a book, E-I-E-I-O. Remember last year the announcement was made, or right after they got out of office. Maybe that was 2 years ago, right? That she and the husband were going to be paid $64 million to write a book. Not together. Each one of them writes a book. And I think Michelle's, I don't know whether the president's book is supposed to be an autobiography or an overview of his 8 years as president. But I know Michelle Obama has an autobiography that has become the most successful memoir in modern publishing history. Sold 10 million copies so far. That's a lot of books. The books, the publisher is Penguin Random House. It used to be Random House was one company, Penguin was another. Penguin always did the soft covers. Random House did hard. So this is the biggest success of the past year for them. And so I guess what else to... There was a... HarperCollins book that came out, and I think it was... Wasn't it The Clintons, if I'm not mistaken? Anyway, they printed it in 31 languages, so it's rolling out all over the world. And she's been around promoting the book all over the world she's gone. She appeared in England at the Royal Festival Hall in December. The tickets sold out in a few minutes. She's going back there next month. The O2 Arena, 20,000 seats. So they get paid also. Do they get paid? I think that they're getting paid like if Oprah did a speech or Deepak Chopra did a speech or whoever it is, they're selling books, but they're also selling seats. So they're collecting on both sides of the story, right? You're not being much help either.
Right.
You, sadly. Yeah.
I'm a little confused, but yes.
Why are you confused? What's confusing?
Well, no. I mean, it seemed to be going a bit long. But yes, Michelle Obama's book did really, really well.
My story went too long? That's what you're saying?
Good. Yeah, and then I just wanted to bring us back to Michelle Obama's book did really, really well. Good for her. I'm happy for her. She's very popular. People would like to see her run for president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are people. So you think in the closet sense that she might? run. She's not telling anybody, but she
doesn't want to be president.
Why would you want to be president after all that? She saw what her husband went through. And wives see that all the time with their husbands. Look at Bill Clinton looks awful. I think
it takes a lot out of you. Every president ages. Think about.
You think that George Bush looks old? I don't think he looks too bad.
I think George Bush aged a lot while he was in office, and I think Obama did, too. The only one who hasn't changed much is Trump. Yeah, Trump's the only one who looks about the same.
Well, this is sort of what he thrives on. It's like being a developer. Developer's tough stuff. You got to go through it. So I guess we'll squeeze in one more personality here in the People Parade, and that's Theresa May. As long as we're talking about Michelle Obama being over in England, let's talk about Theresa May being in England. The Prime Minister has told lawmakers that she will step down if Parliament approves her plan for getting out of the European Union.
She's so smart. She's so smart. They've been trying to push her out, and I think that's part of the reason that they're embarrassing her with all these votes, and no one's willing to work together, and no one's willing to make a decision either way. And the fact that she said, look, I'm out of here, guys. I'll leave as soon as we come up with the plan, I think is pretty... That's very savvy, actually. Good
gutsy.
Yeah.
So what about Uri Geller's plan to use thought waves to change people's minds? You think she has one idea, Parliament has another, but yet the I don't get the people in England want this to happen. So why don't they just go to the streets and say, we want to vote, we want to stay, not... You know, the plan that she has now would maintain customs and trade ties with the Union until the end of 2020, but envisions cutting those ties eventually. Why? That's not what people want. What, do you not read the tea leaves, Madam Prime Minister?
I don't know what they're... I think we don't have a really good grasp, or at least I just speak for myself, on what the options are, because I've heard that they cannot do Brexit, but I don't know how you go through that procedure, because it was something that was voted in on. So I don't know, or not that she was voted in on, but that was what people voted for, so... Yeah. I don't know
when I go to Ireland next week, the talk of the whole thing will be about this and how to handle it. I know it will. All the locals will be talking about that. So let's see how it shakes up. You're shaking with the DJV program, and maybe you're shaking because your teeth look terrible. Wake up in the morning and you want to brush your teeth and get... You think brushing your teeth with regular toothpaste going to whiten up your teeth? No. Not going to happen, especially if the first thing you do is smoke or have a cup of coffee or something like that, because that just reinforces all the stains that you have on your smile. Let's not do it that way, boys and girls. Let's see if we can take a great step forward in your oral history, your health care, to remove the stains caused by tobacco and coffee and tea and wine, so that your teeth will be noticeably whiter and brighter even after the first time you use Power Swabs, the all-natural, patented tooth detergent, whitening agent, lightens stains in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, you swab your teeth, and you 5 minutes later, you can be smiling away. Do that every 5, 6, 7 days. Do it for 10, 12 weeks, and you'll have that. Well, you probably keep your bad habits up, so maybe you have to keep using this. There's when you get the product... You'll also, when you open up the package, there is a stain remover you can carry in your purse, in your, somehow or other, put it in your pockets. The stain remover is called the Stain Out Quick Stick. Use that to freshen up your teeth if you're in a situation where you want to look your best instantly. So all kinds of things, all kinds of tools here available at 800-208-1797. That's the only way you get 50% off the retail price. Tell them you heard about it on the DJV program with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. There's nothing like it except no substitutes, as they say. And get 50% off the retail price with the DJV code. Dialing right now, 800-208-1797. 21 at the hour on the DJV program.
Hunt. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Music. 23 and change at the hour on the DJD program. Jen, Jen, and Kara, you and me listening to Garth Brooks as we start off this segment. Garth has his sights set on warmer temperatures. I think Kara has that too. Kara, you can go along on this ride and you'll have a good time. Getting warmed up here. Beautiful locations. He wants to have a vacation on his tour. The stadium tour stop in Denver is the first one this summer. Playing at the Mile High City on the Broncos Stadium. 8th of June is the first day of his new tour. Concert presented by Amazon will be set up in the round. Tickets go on sale a week from tomorrow at 10 o'clock Mountain Time for that venue, April the 5th. Tickets can only be purchased at Ticketmaster.com/Garth Brooks. Or you can call on the phone with an 8-ticket limit. Seats will cost you $94 a piece. That's a lot better than some of the other prices floating around.
Yeah, he really does a good job at that.
Yeah, he played Denver last in 2015. During that run, he sold more than 140,000 tickets for 9 shows. Concert run also broke state records in Colorado for the most consecutive shows played there by one artist.
Wow.
So this latest announcement, Jennifer, one of the many on his stadium tour. Last week had him playing in Arizona, big crowds there. According to the Arizona Republic newspaper, in fact, Brooks' concert at the State Farm Stadium set a new record for the largest crowd in any single night. 77,653 tickets sold. So, why is it that people really dig Garth Brooks? What's his magic? What's his deal?
You have to see him on stage. I've seen him several times, and with not a lot. I mean, he just has so much energy and runs all over that stage and plays and screams and gives his heart out.
I saw him once.
Yeah, you did, and you know what I mean. He's got this magic when he performs that's pretty incredible. And then one of the best parts of the concert I saw just most recently with him was that for his encore, he takes requests from the audience.
Really?
His songs or other songs he just
requests and dedications.
Yeah,
to anybody's
he was just standing there and playing, and that was, I thought, a really cool element. He doesn't take himself too seriously. He usually brings Trisha Yearwood out, so for people who like her, that's a good benefit too. So it's fun.
Had a good month. Performed a much-publicized medley of hits at the iHeart Music Awards. He was crowned Artist of the Decade as well. So the fans still loving Garth Brooks. That's appropriate. Here's a guy that if he were still around, or maybe if the awards had been given when he was on the top of his game, he might have won most of them, all of them. Roy Orbison. Actually, there's an interesting pairing going on of the two icons, Orbison and Buddy Holly. Holograms. Going to share the stage in the Rock and Roll Dream Tour. This tour features a live band backing singers, along with remastered audio, including current North American and European legs of the tickets, excuse me, of the shows. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. I'd like to take that one in, frankly. The band is a very unique way of working over the old hits of Roy Orbison. His son, president of Orbison Music, spoke about the two songwriters' history of collaboration when they were alive. Roy Orbison Jr. said, quote, "My father's music meant the world not only to us Orbisons, but to millions of fans worldwide. Being able to reopen his legendary songbook and hear his voice bounce off that concert hall is both a transcendental and cathartic experience. How cool and special these two friends get together again in death." I think this is a very good idea, frankly. The Rock and Roll Dream Tour follows a solo Orbison hologram outing took place last year. So I will look for In Dreams, Roy Orbison in concert with Buddy Holly. All right, there it is. Check it all out. 28 after on the DJV show.
To internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House is set to vote on a resolution condemning the Trump administration's ban on transgender people in the military. The Supreme Court ruling earlier this year in support of the ban, and the last legal obstacle was removed by a D.C. court this week. It's to take effect in April. President Trump holds an unexpected meeting at the White House yesterday with a new foreign leader's wife.
The wife of Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido, Fabiana Rosales, speaking through an interpreter, says her country is in trouble.
The power crisis is very serious. Children are dying in hospitals. Children are dying because they have no food. Hospitals are in darkness.
I'm Wendy King.
Today is Major League Baseball opening day, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dropping right into your life like we do every day, we...
The gang Doug Steffen presents every day, the Jennifer Horns of the world, listen up, the Victoria Keelans of the world, yep, listen up. We know another Jennifer Horn, but I don't know another Victoria Keelan. Anybody know? This is Jennifer Horn, who has been politically active in New Hampshire.
Let's just say she's obsessed with me.
Apparently she is, right. So Victoria's off this week, and Kara Schillen is here as normal. In the operating room, the big, it's the operating room, right. I mean, scalpel, scissors.
Yeah, she's not sick. She's on vacation.
Working overtime. All right, so let's see what we can sell. Do you want to spend some time on sports? Today being
no,
opening day.
I hate you.
Well, you don't want to? Why? What's the matter?
No, I said that's going to be my trending story.
Go ahead and trend.
That's fine.
You tell
a story.
No, I want you to tell
the story.
No, I want you to tell the story. I want to have, do we have a chorus of take me out to the ball game, Kara? Take me out to the park. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never come back, because it's root, root, root for the home team, the Celtics, the Red Sox, the Patriots. But
basketball.
I know. I just kind of mix it
up. All right, so all 30 teams play today. It's opening day.
Yay!
I'm very excited. It makes me feel like it's spring and things are
but so the Dodgers can lose another World Series?
Oh, please. The Dodgers have but won the National League West for, like, ever, and they went to the World Series more times than the Red Sox did.
That as we start with activities out of doors, this is the beginning of spring, really.
This is my real prediction every year, every Dodger fan ever, and probably every baseball fan ever says this is going to be our year. Well, actually, the headline on ESPN it has two questions that involve you, Dougie, and one that involves me. Okay. Will the Boston Red Sox repeat as champions? Will the Houston Astros or the New York Yankees take over the American League? And is a third straight trip to the World Series in the future for the Los Angeles Dodgers? Those are all the questions being pondered this season, and it should be a fun one. There's a neat article that if you're a baseball fan will probably either irk you or not. I don't know. It sort of irks me a little bit. But they talk about how the game has changed.
I love when you're irked. There's something wonderful about you being irked. That's a great
thing. Yeah, get me a little zhuzhed up. Because baseball, if you are a fan of the sport, you've noticed that there's been this new, like, statistical revolution in the sport. And what that means is that instead of playing to the game that you're in, managers, players, and the management of each of these teams are using statistics to try to predict moves, to determine when to take a pitcher out of the game, to determine what batter to put in at the right time.
So you're telling us that baseball has become computerized? There's no
It honestly has become. And that drives me nuts because I think, and I've seen it with the Dodgers. The Dodgers are a team that operates bigly in stats. And what is missing?
Ben Scully. That's missing.
True. But they've gone all the way up to the World Series, and then one of these decisions, like leaving a pitcher in too long or something, it comes back to get them and make the series turn in the wrong direction. So while I think stats are important and it's important to have a way to measure your performance, I think we still have to make sure that we have that human instinct in baseball that a lot of coaches are avoiding this time around. You've got to have the human instinct, and we've got to have fun with the game. If we're just a bunch of numbers, why not just sit in front of a computer and watch a video game?
Right,
yeah,
so
you got to have that human aspect. So
How about this?
I don't think I'm going to get to see that, but I wish for baseball to go back in that direction.
We were talking about the hologram of Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison in the last half hour of the program. What about we play baseball using holograms of Ted Williams, Mickey Mantle, Whitey Ford, Early Wynn? How about some of the great baseball players? Just put them out there with holograms and have a good old time. That'd be something.
That would be kind of interesting, right?
Would be, yeah. So the first pitch opening day in 1876 was not until April 22nd. Each year, have you noticed this the last 10 years especially? It seems to creep back a day every year. We don't usually start in March. It's usually the first week of April. That's been the tradition since I was a kid, first or second week of April. Now it's the 28th, isn't it? Yeah, 28th of March. Back in 1910, historically speaking, on opening day, starting that year, 1910, the president threw out the first pitch. So is Trump throwing out the first pitch today?
I don't know. I know he's got a rally scheduled tonight in Michigan, which watch out, will be probably pretty ruckus after the working out.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's throwing out a first pitch anywhere.
The first opening night game was on, let's see, what year? It was April something or other, 1950. St. Louis Cards became the first team to open their season with a night game. And then you go back, what is this, 5 years to 2014? Seemed 5 years already. Back to 2014. Budweiser and Ozzie Smith started a petition to make opening day a national holiday. They didn't get very far with it, but it just feels like spring has sprung. And I remember talking when we were middle of February, when the catchers showed up, how good it made us all feel, because that weather.
Remember, I was there that first weekend.
Yeah, you were in Arizona. Yes.
for spring training, that first opening weekend. It feels like just a blink
yesterday,
ago, but it was already
it
a month.
Does,
yeah.
Really. Yeah, it sure does. So while we're in the baseball department here on the DJV program, the story of Larry Bower. It was
Jack's
an heir
brother?
Of Bower. No, what? This is Giants. He's president of the San Francisco Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Been suspended because he beat up his wife.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that. Oof.
He will be suspended without pay until July. There's a video that's been all over the place. Shows him throwing his wife to the ground from a chair and screaming at her while he was reaching for a cell phone that was in her.
It's kind of a weird video because he doesn't push her out of the chair, but she's sitting in it. He reaches for the phone, and she just, like, kind of leaps away from him and falls out of the chair onto the ground, and she's screaming a scream that you don't do unless you're scared. And so it just, I don't know, it seemed from the video that it may have happened before. It didn't seem like the first time something like that had happened.
So why does that interfere with his job? As I said, I asked the question knowing what I would say the answer was, but I'm interested in you, both you ladies, talking about this from your perspective. Somebody who gets into a situation like this, this man's wife, is, see, the way I just looked at it very quickly, though, Carrie, you probably looked at it a couple of times or maybe more thoroughly. It looked like she was pushed out of it, but the movements are fairly quick. That's probably not as important as whatever the history is between the two of these.
Well,
anybody know what the history is?
I don't know what the history is, but I guess the reason why he's being suspended is they decided that he should be held to a higher standard and it's not appropriate. And since he is, you know, a coach and people look up to him, that they, I don't know if they're making an example of him, but they're, to me, in all sports across baseball and football and the NBA, there have been so many athletes who are domestic abusers.
Abusive.
Yeah, and we haven't seen, you know, in some cases, there's barely anything that's happened to them. And so I think that this is a new trend that needs to happen, that you need to have the higher-ups punished, you need to have the athletes punished, because it's not acceptable.
So what happens if a woman...
You don't hear about it too much. You don't hear about it too much in the other sports, but football, they give so many passes to their players and their whoever, that any NFL member that is getting
in
trouble.
Not just professional. The college, look at the things that take place, these guys, these kids raping girls in college and stuff, and they don't get anything.
There was a... There was a hockey player, and now I can't even remember his name because that's how quickly they wiped him out. A hockey player on the Kings who was, I think, a Russian who was pretty hot-headed and apparently took
Vladimir.
A television. It took a television and threw it at his wife's head. And they had him off that team and suspended. So I don't even know what happened to him. I can't even remember his name anymore. That's how swiftly they got rid of him. And that's what we should really be doing, because who wants to talk about these guys and give them celebrity for doing all these bad things to their families?
So I don't mean to be facetious, but let's say Ronda Rousey gets worked up about her boyfriend for whatever the reason, and she does the same thing. What happens to her or anybody?
Same thing.
Same thing. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Just want to make sure it's clean, clear through all across the board here. Another sports item: the Olympics have decided that breakdancing will be in the Olympics. How many people think this is a sport? And it's appropriate?
I think it'd be interesting to watch. But
it'd be fun.
Yeah.
I think that breakdancing is very physical, obviously.
Executive Board of the Olympic Committee recommending adding breakdancing and skateboarding and sport climbing and surfing to the 2024 Olympics in Paris. Going to make the decision final, but not till the end of next year. The board also agreed to continue helping North and South Korean athletes and officials there working together, even though there doesn't seem to be a lot of friendly gesturing going on back of the gesturing. That's like pick a finger, any finger? Okay. That's a universal sign, too, isn't it? Sort of, picking the finger.
Not everywhere. I mean, I think people know what it means, but I think, like, I know in England they've got the two fingers backwards. Like, that means the same thing. So I think everybody has their own. Right. Everybody has their own little symbol for it.
Got it. So let's see. Breakdancing is in the Summer Games. What other, what's new in the Winter Games? Anybody got anything new that's added to the Games? I don't really, I don't sound authoritative because I'm not when it comes to this.
No, I haven't heard anything about new winter sports, but I'm kind of excited. I'm surprised that rock climbing or sport climbing, as they're calling it, hasn't been in it before. That's a pretty strenuous sport.
Yeah, it is.
To watch.
Look at all of the TV shows now. There's one on every network that features this sort of thing in those big competitions. What was the one that was on last night? $1 million for running the $1 million mile or something? Right, the kid, what's his name?
Yeah.
Tebow, right? Your buddy?
Tim Tebow, and it was, you run a mile, and you say, oh, I could do a mile for $1 million. Please, we could all push ourselves to do that. But the catch is that you've got these people who are making this into an obstacle course for you to try to get through. They're trying to stop you from running the mile.
All right. Also, the NFL has news for us to consider today. They're not allowing coaches to challenge pass interference calls and no calls. That's because of the missed interference call in the NFC Championship game this past season.
Mm-hmm.
Played a significant role in the Rams' win over the Saints. Remember that?
Yeah, I thought it was a fine call. I don't know what people were upset about.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the L.A. Rams. That's what I thought it was. Pass interference penalties, both offensive and defensive, will be reviewable during the season this year. Already talking about football, please. The annual league meetings have been held this week. The owners ratified a proposal that will allow coaches to challenge pass interference penalties, including ones that go uncalled on the field. So who's going to make that determination?
I don't know, but add an extra half hour to the games because of this.
No, really.
There's
more time for advertising.
For overzealous coaches who are going to challenge everything,
So in the final 2 minutes, Jennifer, of the half, the replay assistant can initiate reviews of called and uncalled pass interference penalties. It's a one-year rule. After the season, it will be reevaluated. So let's see if we can understand this. The new rules, under the rules, the mistake that happened in that game we were talking about, which prevented the Saints from going to the Super Bowl, would have been fixed by replay. At the end of the game, Hail Marys can be reviewed for pass interference purposes. So if you're listening to the coach of the Saints, Sean Payton, competition committee voted 8-0 in favor of the change. The owners approved it by a 31-1 vote. 24 owner votes were needed. The Bengals voted against it. Why would they do that? Why would the Bengals not be for this? Anybody know?
Because they don't want to change probably the fundamentals of the game, and they probably don't want to increase the game time, I would imagine.
Got that. All right, so that's the latest. Wow, we spread a pretty interesting course there in terms of sports news. Now let's get to the television news. Here's Sex and the City coming back again.
Woo, how about that?
So what about who's in it? I thought that one of them said she wouldn't do it again.
Yeah, Kim Cattrall said she wouldn't do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's a follow-up, so it's a different series. Instead of focusing on the women in Sex and the City, it's kind of like looking at women later in life who are in their 50s and above. And like,
really?
Yeah, whether they're still... What's it called?
Is there still sex in the city?
So now they're following slightly older women to see if they're having sex in the city still.
And they are. Trust me.
Yes,
they are.
All right. In their 50s?
Yeah. Good for them. Yeah.
Wasn't there... Well, but are they having casual sex? Is the question.
Depends on what their marital situation is, I'm sure.
Hmm. All right, Sex and the City. Next, what else we got tonight, Jen?
All right, tonight, well, it's going to be a lot about basketball because the NCAA tournament is back. The Sweet 16 begins today with games in Louisville. You've got games in Anaheim, Washington, D.C., Kansas City, and then the winners will advance to the regional finals. That'll happen on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday's games will be on TBS, Sunday on CBS. Tonight, you can find them on both networks. The season premiere of Flip or Flop Vegas is on HGTV tonight. The Nevada-based Flippers are back at it again. That's at 9 o'clock. A new series on True TV. It's called Tacoma FD. That's from the guys who brought you Super Troopers. It's a comedy about a firehouse in one of the country's rainiest cities. You can see the irony there. That's at 10:30 on True TV. A series premiere on NBC tonight. It looks kind of cute. It's called Abby's, and it's about a woman who decides to open up a bar in her backyard. It's sort of like Cheers, but at home. The lead from The Middle is in it, so that should be kind of fun. Also on ABC tonight, an all-new night, Grey's Anatomy, Station 19, and For the People. And Fox is got a new Gotham tonight at 8.
All right, so they're working on the spring ratings battles on television, 15 minutes after the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Tech Talk time has arrived on the scene. How do you do? Doug Steffen here, playing at understanding what some of this technological stuff is all about, because Victoria is not here, so I'm going to do my best to bring you through news from Spotify to begin with. They have acquired, through a little maneuvering around, another podcast network. They announced they've acquired Parcast, P-A-R-C-A-S-T. Do you ever use that, Kara? Parcast, it's a network that specializes in crime and mystery and science fiction. The news follows Spotify's acquisitions of Gimlet Media, another podcast network, and Anchor, podcast creation app. In their press release about the purchase, Spotify says that crime and mystery podcasts are a top genre for our users. How do you do, are these real stories or are these books?
Most of them are based on real stories. So one of my best friends...
Like Dateline and 2020 and all that crap?
Kind of. So I know people listen to My Favorite Murder, which basically goes around the country, and they're actually on a speaking tour, and so they'll pick a murder that happens in whatever location they're going to speak at, and then they'll kind of go through all of the details of the story and kind of try and come to their own conclusions. A lot of them are unsolved mysteries. So it's kind of the same way that true crime is popular on Netflix. There are a couple different podcasts about that stuff.
Really? So the fellow that runs Spotify says the company is modeled after Netflix. It'll help it develop good, predictable algorithms so Spotify knows what people like and will greenlight production of programs because of the technical forecast they get from what people are using.
That's very interesting. Company is preferred to, let's see, this the Gimlet thing was like Disney buying Pixar or Marvel. That's what they've compared themselves to. They stay independent but are run within the big company. Parcast hasn't clarified whether they'll maintain the team in the offices in Brooklyn, New York. So anyway, this is something. I don't know. Is this too much inside, Kara? Gimlet? Do people know what Gimlet is? Spotify.
Yeah, it's something that's obvious to me. I've heard of it, but it's probably just because I know other people who work in podcasting and work at places like Gimlet and Parcast. Yeah. But I mean, it's kind of cool that Spotify is doing it because I always just think of them as, you know, like a place where you go to listen to music. But now they're taking over and doing all kinds of different audio things. So whether people know Gimlet or Parcast, if you like podcasts, then it's good for everybody.
All right, good deal. This is a focus now on Apple. Next item here, Apple releasing updates to some of their biggest products. Let's find out what the products are.
The Geek Out.
Last week, Google announced its upcoming streaming game platform named Stadia. Now, the idea is to eliminate the need for a gaming console and just play on any device, computer, TV, smartphone, or tablet, as long as it's running Google's Chrome web browser. Now, Google is claiming a subscription, like Netflix, would give you an access to a library of both current and new games, but its biggest promise is found around performance. Google says Stadia will stream games at 4K 60 frames per second and have computing power better than a PS4 and an Xbox One combined. There's so much more to be learned, so we've posted links and we'll keep you posted about Google Stadia here at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to GEICO.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer, you get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
Buy one HP OfficeJet Pro ink cartridge and get a second 30% off at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/30/19. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/HPBOGO for details.
Another item, technologically speaking, this time from UPS. They have a startup drone partner. They've started taking commercial drone deliveries, making a short flight carrying a medical sample between North Carolina and some hospitals there this week. The deliveries using a drone made by MatterNet take less time than the cars or trucks they use at the hospital in Raleigh, North Carolina. UPS plans to make multiple flights a day for this hospital system, augmenting the ground service they have. UPS expects to use the experience gained with WakeMed, the company that's doing this, to offer similar services to other hospitals. UPS also working with Zipline, which is a drone maker, an operator that's delivering medical supplies to areas in Africa. California-based MatterNet raising funds from Boeing to operate the drone at WakeMed as part of the FAA's integration pilot program. It's a small, unmanned quadcopter. Carries 5 pounds of payload. How about that for a technology?
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.